Shalom to all. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Kisavai. So the Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. You shall bring of your first fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen takes it and waves it with you, and you shall recite certain psukim. During the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, one is to ensure that they took all maestros of the previous years and distributed them properly. This is called Biur Maestros. Then he recites some psukim, and that's called Vidui Maestros. Moshe Rabbeinu encourages Klal Yisrael that they have distinguished Hashem to be their God, and Hashem has distinguished them to be his nation. Moshe Rabbeinu then instructed that upon entering Eretz Yisrael, they are to write the Torah in 70 languages on stones taken from the Jordan River. A mizbeach is to be built and karbon is brought on it. Klal Yisrael is then commanded to recite brachas and klalos on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, two mountains opposite each other. Six shvatim are to be on one mountain, six shvatim on the other. The Kohanim, Levim, and Aaron in the middle. The Levim turn to one mountain, state a blessing, and everyone on both mountains says Amen. Same for the klalos. Moshe reminds Klal Yisrael that if they hearken to the word of Hashem, then they're going to receive wonderful blessing. The fruit of the womb, ground, and animals is going to be blessed, as will the offspring of cattle, sheep, and goats, fruit basket, and eating bowl. Enemies are going to scatter, storage houses are going to be full, and Hashem's going to confirm Klal Yisrael as a holy nation. Hashem will provide ample rain in its proper time, and Klal Yisrael is going to be prosperous, the head, not the tail, and always above, not below. However, if one doesn't hearken to the voice of Hashem and follow in his ways, then the most terrible curses, tragedy, and sickness shall befall Klal Yisrael. Basically, take all that was said with the blessings, imagine the opposite, and worse. The parsha concludes with Moshe Rabbeinu encouraging them to observe and perform all the commandments, Laman Taskilu Es Kol Asher Tasun, so that you're going to succeed in all that you do. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.